Justin Simien wrote, directed, and produced the new satirical comedy film, Dear White People. It opens in theaters in L.A. tomorrow. USC's African American Cinema Society hosted a screening and Q&A. Maya Williams was there and gave us her reaction.
I arrived an hour before the theater doors were set to open for a screening of Dear White People. A line had already snaked around the perimeter of the lobby. Word of mouth surrounding the film has sizzled for more than 2 years. The provocative concept trailer first premiered in the summer of 2012 to millions of views.
This fall, in the tradition of The Help, The Blind Side, and The Butler, comes a new film.
How come the only black movies Hollywood wants to make are ones with black mammies in fat suits?
Or black women in pain, man.
So basically, we got black people dying in the past and black people dying in the present.
Dear White People follows a group of black students at a liberal arts college who struggle to stand out in the crowd. While doing so, they face stereotypes, parental pressure, and self-imposed expectations. Justin Simien and his team sought backing from big Hollywood studios, but faced near-constant rejection. To appease movie executives, Simien reworked the script into multiple formats. At one point, he even wrote a made-for-TV version. But the final version of the film draws inspiration from Spike Lee's classic Do the Right Thing. Like Lee's film, Dear White People has 5 acts, each one focusing on a specific character's story. This artistic choice takes us on an interwoven journey.
I read your entire 15-page unsolicited treatise on why the Gremlins is actually about suburban white fear of black culture.
The Gremlins are loud, talk in slang, are addicted to fried chicken, and freak out when you get their hair wet.
As of today, Dear White People has a remarkable 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The film is provoking, hilarious, disturbing, and all around deeply entertaining. Dear White People can be seen in theaters in LA and New York starting this Friday. Maya Williams, Annenberg Radio News.